This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. This is Frida Liu. You're listening to Her Vantage and Resource Center. And on Her Vantage, we speak to women of influence and leadership. I'm here with Melise Tan, who's a regional director of business strategy at Meltwater, a global software company specializing in big data and digital media intelligence. She launched the Malaysia operations in 2010, where she became the managing director for Malaysia at 24 years old. Keeping busy outside of work, she has a huge passion for entrepreneurship, where she's also co-founder and COO for a B2B cloud-based property management solution, Cloud Condo. Welcome, Elise. Tell us a little bit about Meltwater, the company, and how you got involved in this.
Well, Meltwater is a unique company in its own. I think that a lot of what we do and the culture that we have is very unorthodox. But as you said, we are into big data and media intelligence. And now with the wave of social media changes in the media landscape, we're in an exciting time where Meltwater is able to offer insights and solutions for our corporate clients. I actually stumbled across Meltwater after I graduated. I graduated from New Zealand, and at the time, it wasn't such a good time to get a job. And I told myself if I couldn't find a job after university, within 4 months, I'd have to move back to Malaysia and live at home with my parents. So I actually came across Meltwater in a job ad, and I felt that it was very relevant to what I had studied. I majored in e-business and international business, so Meltwater fit the profile of being an international company and being in the online space. So it was interesting, and I applied and went through a vigorous 4 rounds of interviews, and luckily I landed the role. So I started off as a business development consultant in Auckland in New Zealand.
Okay, and you got the role for Malaysia as CEO and managing director 24 years. You know, so even when you said earlier on that it was unorthodox, right, mm-hmm. the company, what do you mean by unorthodox?
It's really about the culture. I think the culture is what sets one company apart from another. Obviously, besides the products and services it offers. Meltwater, we really believe in hiring young talent, and we really believe in the potential of people as opposed to perhaps what they've achieved. And we understand that graduates or young working professionals perhaps don't quite have that track record yet, but we give an opportunity and a platform to encourage and to develop people through Meltwater. And we do offer what is called an international management trainee program, when we have new people join our client acquisition or our sales team. And really through that model, we believe that sales is the best school of management. And a lot of the skill sets that you learn in sales is transferable to management. And so I myself had been through that program and really learned the importance of not just of sales, but of course, is how you can be an effective manager. And we also believe that managers are what drive company culture. And we always say you can see culture in your manager's eyes. It's what you say, what you do, and how you treat others. And really, management has to lead by example. So I feel that although we are quite a young company in general, we have about 1,000 people across Meltwater globally. The average age is about 27 across the company. But we have incredibly high standards and ambitious people working in Meltwater. But really, at the end of the day, it's our culture, what has set us apart and what has driven us to the success that we've had today.
Mm. Was it daunting taking on the role as MD at 24 years old?
It was. It came across as a bit of a shock. To be honest, I wasn't expecting it. I was taken out for a nice little luncheon with my managers at the time. And I would say that, if anything, it was very humbling that my directors had that faith in me, and that's what gave me the courage to really to step up and take over and see where the operations could go in Malaysia. But I think at the same time, it was an exciting change for me as well. And having only worked for 2 years in the corporate life and then getting that responsibility, it was scary, but I guess I just took the plunge.
All right. And was it how large was the team then, and how large is the team now?
Meltwater, we always run on a startup culture, a startup model, despite how big or small the office is. At the time, we were very startup. When we came to Malaysia, it was really only two of us that came back and were given budget and found an office space. So back then, when I stepped up, there was only about four of us. Now we've grown to about 15 in my office now. And, you know, over the years, we've had people come go. We've had people transfer in and out. So now we're at a good 15 man strong.
Right. So in the last 5 years, what have been some of the learnings for you?
I would say that first and foremost is the impact a manager can have on an individual. I've learned a lot that management and leadership overlap, but also are two different things. And really, management is not about, you know, being the boss and getting to rock in at 10 o'clock and leave at 5, but it's really about leading by example. Really, it's about leading by example. And, you know, I'm in before 9 and out after 6 and really getting my hands dirty and involved with my team. So it's really about how we as managers can influence and develop people within our team. And I would say another key area for me is learning how to adapt to manage different types of personalities. Individuals learn on different, growth rates and are all different in personality themselves. So it's important that we're able to adapt our management style so that we can ensure that they're developing in their own way. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's been an exciting 5 years.
Right. And You're also an entrepreneur with Cloud Condo. We'll talk about that after this. I'm here with Melise Tan. You're listening to Resource Center, BFM 89.9. This is Resource Center. Good afternoon. I'm Frida Liu. I'm here with Melise Tan, who is from Meltwater, a global software company, and she's also co-founder and COO for B2B cloud-based property management solution Cloud Condo. So tell me about your life as an entrepreneur with Cloud Condo. What does that do?
Well, Cloud Condo essentially is a cloud-based property management software solution. And really the idea came about between myself and my co-founders. We are both property owners and tenants. And so we understand that there are certain gaps when it comes to workflows and communication between us and our property managers and where we live. So we wanted to close that gap and help to increase efficiencies, not just for us as tenants or homeowners, but also for our property managers themselves. There's so little of them and there's so much to do. And so we actually started, myself and my two other co-founders, with a different idea in early 2015. We learned from that and it didn't quite work out, so we decided to pivot. And we pivoted to Cloud Condo around like October, November in 2015. Mm. So essentially it's going to be a 24/7 easy-to-use platform whereby property owners or tenants are able to go into their online account and basically do all the functions they need to do, whether it's visitor registration, booking facilities, paying their bills, et cetera, and that also enables property managers to track all this activity and the payments and also increase their efficiencies as well and save them time.
So who came up with the funding for this?
Well, it's we're bootstrapped at the moment, mm-hmm. so it's really just us, and we're working very lean and mean at the moment. But we are looking to seek for funding going further into 2016, and we're just in the midst of discussing strategies around that.
Okay, so you'll be doing taking part in all these pitches for funding and all that?
Yes, definitely will be. And my experience and my work that I've been doing the last 7 years has certainly groomed me to get ready for that.
Right. So your company at Meltwater is obviously supportive, mm-hmm. and that's progressive. What are your thoughts about companies who are totally against employees having other projects?
I think there's got to be a balance somewhere. For myself personally, I think it really started off with trust and communication and transparency. And when I wanted to start going into my own startup in early 2014, I let my management know, and not just about, this is what I'm doing, but why I'm doing it. And I attribute a lot of, you know, what I've learned and applied to my startups to what I've learned in Meltwater. So going back to your question, I think that individuals should definitely pursue if they have other passions and other projects. Like it could be startups, it could be NGO projects and whatnot. But at the same time, they have to be wary that this is these projects they should commit in their spare time. To be fair, you know, we are employed by a company and we're paid a salary, so we need to make sure that it's not taking up our work time, it's not interfering with our performance. And if that individual is confident that they're able to manage these other projects outside of work time and still perform at work, then I think go for it. At the same time, management needs to be open and listen in terms of why their employees perhaps are pursuing these other projects. It could be that these are other projects that could develop them, and we could see things on a bigger picture where it could give back to the company, right? If it could be intrinsic motivation and then new skill sets learned through these other projects in which they can then give back to their organizations. So I think there's got to be a bit of a balance two ways, where management should be open to listen and understand why. But at the same time, as this management team, we shouldn't be hypocritical. I'm sure there's a lot of management, top management out there who have their own projects outside as well. So it's fair to say that they should give equal opportunities for their employees to also pursue other projects.
You know, yeah, exactly. A lot of these senior management probably have, you know, shares in the stock market, and that's a project
in itself,
right? You know, so there is you working for Meltwater, starting your own company with Cloud Condo, and you also have been selected as an advisory board member and representative of Malaysia for the Wilson Global Initiative, which is a non-profit organization from the US. So what is this initiative, and what are you doing to support this, and why this?
Well, the Wilson Global Initiative, or otherwise known as WGI, we're actually a non-for-profit from Baton Rouge in the US, and it was founded by a young gentleman. It's a very interesting story. But basically, our mission at WGI is to really nurture and develop and inspire the world's most vulnerable children in terms of reading and writing, and overall improve their literacy in English. In Malaysia, we haven't really rolled out any initiatives just yet. We're going to be looking into how we're going to be doing that in 2016. But basically, it was founded by Chance Wilson, and he's actually 16 years old. So it's an interesting story. He started this when he was in primary school through having experience going through public and private schools. And even in the U.S., he could see the vast difference in the literacy standards. And so he had a personal passion in creating more equal opportunities through helping to teach in terms of reading and writing in English. And from there, garnered a lot of support in his area in the U.S. And then in the last year or so, he set his eyes out in Asia. And so we have advisory board members across Hong Kong, China, Malaysia, Singapore, Philippines and Indonesia, but it's still very new. It's only really started in 2015. And so right now we're trying to develop strategies and initiatives that are more suitable for our Southeast Asian market. And we don't want to be just another non-for-profit in Malaysia. Mm. There's so many of them in Malaysia that's trying to achieve the same thing. What we want to do is look at it from a bigger picture level and see how we can tie in together with these organizations and also corporates. And I think if we work together as a team, we can make a much bigger impact in Malaysia, as opposed to being another NGO probably hitting the same brick wall. So we want to see and understand what are the challenges that some of these NGOs here are already facing, and making sure that we can drive these forward in a more effective way. For me personally, being a Malaysian, I'm born here, but I was privileged enough to grow up in public school in New Zealand, where I got really good education in the 90s. And coming back to Malaysia, I can see the difference in the English standards, especially with graduates. And I myself, in Meltwater, or even with Cloud Condo, I would hire those who have a certain degree of English literacy. I wouldn't have time to look over the shoulder and check emails and grammar. So,
it's called grammar check.
Grammar check, yes. So I think that, I mean, personally for me, I think it's important that we have that English standard there. And I think that we shouldn't just blame parenting or, you know, the education system.
Yeah.
There are just sometimes it's circumstantial, and we just want to make sure that we can reach out to those who are perhaps in non-urban or more in rural areas, and hopefully give them the opportunity to learn English.
And are you working with the likes of Teach for Malaysia in that sense?
Not just yet, but I've definitely reached out to them and keen to work more with Teach for Malaysia and some of the other organizations in Malaysia as well. And I think what we need to do is work together as a team.
How did you discover WGI? And, you know, and I guess the reason you connected was because of your own education exposure. Mm-hmm. But how did you find out about this?
Actually, they found me. Chance Wilson
found
himself.
You by chance.
He found me by chance, yeah, the irony. He actually reached out to me in LinkedIn early in 2015, and I think he saw perhaps my profile and my experience working across APAC. And so it was just an email that he sent across, and then went to a Skype call, and then another Skype call, and then, you know, I was personally passionate about that, so that's how it began.
Right. So what else, you know, you've done the gamut and used everything you learned at university. You know, what else do you have planned up for the rest of the year, or is that just about enough?
I would say that I've got my fingers stuck in a few honeypots, so really just focus on those. I mean, looking back, 2015 was really a year of discovery and figuring things out and getting involved in new things, which was really exciting. 2016 is really about focusing on these projects and really executing on them. That's on a professional front, on a personal front, maybe even grow my little family. So we'll see how things go. And me maybe end of 2016 you'll ask me the same question, and then I'll look back and see how some of these projects went.
All right. It's been a pleasure speaking to you.
Thank you.
With the year. I've been speaking to Melise Tan. This is Resource Centre, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.